Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. For your listening pleasure, the makers of White King granulated soap bring you Chandu, the magician. But before we continue our story of romance, intrigue, and high adventure, we'd like to have a word with you about your three times a day job of washing dishes. When you wash your dishes tonight, we hope you wash them in rich, thick, White King soap suds. For if you are one among the many thousands who prefer soap suds in your dishpan, we'd like to remind you that White King is a grand dishpan soap. Those wonderful White King soap suds stand up rich and thick in water that is comfortable and kind to your hands. Yes, indeed, White King suds are so gentle, they're safe for pretty hands. For washing clothes or dishes, you'll say, "I love White King," because nothing washes like soap, and there is no soap like White King. And listen, when you buy White King at your grocer's, be sure to save those box tops, won't you? Imprisoned in Roxor's house in Algiers, Frank Chandler draws his Algerian guard into conversation and learns the name of the ruin in which Roxor has kept Robert Regent hidden for 9 years. Then, by his occult power gained in India, Chandler vanishes before the eyes of the helpless guard. Meanwhile, unknown to Chandler, young Bob Regent is in an upper room where Roxor now plans to use him as a decoy to bring Chandler again within his grasp. Now, across the narrow street, in the upstairs living room of the home of Maurice Chaudet, Chandler suddenly appears in the Arab disguise in which he had left the house hours before. Chandu, the magician.
Frank, where did you come from? Where have you been?
Don't ask questions, Dot. I've got to get out of these clothes and leave again right away.
Oh, but you must listen.
Ask Bob to get out some things for me while I get this makeup off.
I'm trying to tell you, Bob's gone.
Gone? Where?
Well, I don't know exactly. A man came here to see you. Oh, but that's not important now. Bob and Betty have been playing the phonograph, and I was reading.
You can't mean he disappeared from this room while you were in it.
Well, I don't understand it either.
Dot, I haven't a moment to lose. Send Yakub to wake up Chaudet while I change my clothes. And tell him to have a car waiting for me at the usual place.
Hello. All right.
Was that Uncle Frank? Did you tell him about Bob?
Yes, Oh, Yakub, go and wake up Mr. Chaudet. And then to get a car for Mr. Chandler. Can you at this time of night?
As you say, sit.
Well, what did Uncle Frank think? Did he think Roxor might have got Bob again?
Well, I don't know. He just this minute came in, and he's rushing off somewhere.
Without even looking for Bob?
Well, darling, I don't know.
I bet you didn't have a chance to give him that letter from Najee either.
Well, I will as soon as he comes back. Where is it?
Oh, it was on the table over here.
Well, look under the magazine.
It's not here. Bob wouldn't put it in his pocket, would he?
Why should he do that?
Well, he had that postcard, you know, from the girl we met in the cave in Malta.
Oh.
So maybe he put the letter in his pocket by mistake.
Quick now. While I'm waiting for show day, tell me about Bob. If I have time to look for him before I go, I will.
There's nothing to tell, Uncle Frank. Mother was sitting there reading, and I went to my room to get a handkerchief. When I came back, he was gone.
Without saying a word.
We think he had your letter from Najee in his pocket, too.
What letter?
Well, it came by messenger from the hotel. But where do you suppose Bob is?
I can't imagine. And if I have to start looking for him, Roxor may get Robert away.
Roxor? Well, he's dead.
Oh, no, he's not.
What?
And I found out where that ruin is.
Roxor alive? Well, how could he be?
Eh bien, what can I do for you, mon ami?
Oh, should I? Huh? Tell me, did you ever hear of a place called Kubra El Rumia?
Ah, oui, I know it well. But it cannot be Kubra El Rumia where Regent is.
Yes. Quick, where is it?
It's in the Sahel Hills.
Where?
You know them, Chandler. The Algerians say the green and blue and violet hills of Sahel.
Oh, yes, yes. How do I get there?
I will go with you.
No, I want you to stay here with my sister.
Yeah, if you wish. The ruin is a great circle of stones, almost covered with thick green vines. Ah, but mon ami...
What is it? What is it? Hurry, Chaudet. Will the driver know it?
Know it? But of course. It is ill-famed for years. No native will go near it. Fatal accidents have happened to everyone who...
Yes, I know. Great stones fall upon their heads. But the only native I'll have along will be the driver. Is that all?
Oh, Frank, you aren't going out there alone.
I was going to take Bob. I promised him that whenever we did find Robert, he could be in on it. But now there's no time.
It surely won't take long to find out where he went.
Dorothy, here's the situation. I'll tell you exactly what we're up against. If I don't go out and get Robert now, Roxel will.
Oh, so it's Robert or Bob?
Yes, Dot. It's for you to say.
Oh, how can I choose between them? What do you think I should do?
I can't decide for you, Dot. But whichever it is, hurry.
Oh, go and find Daddy, Uncle Frank. I'll bet Bob's just prowling around in the attic of that house across the street.
What's that?
Oh, he was kidding about it tonight. About how he could step right across from these windows.
Well, that's Roxor's house.
No. Oh, Uncle Frank.
And the upper story isn't an attic. It's full of Roxor's men.
Oh. There's only one thing to do, Frank. Robert would say so, too. Get Bob out of that place. Only hurry. Please hurry.
I will. Shodan, tell Yakub I won't need the car.
Oh, hi, Uncle Frank. We thought you were lost. Oh, just wait till I tell you.
Bob.
You're a fine one. Come on.
Well, what goes on? Where are we going?
Don't ask questions.
Mother, did you ever see anything happen so fast in your life? Now they're both gone.
And when they come back, maybe your father will be with them. I can't believe it.
Can't you go faster, driver?
This road's just about wide enough for one car. If we meet anybody...
It'll be too bad. Faster, driver!
Well, it's a good thing Mom can't see this. She hates to have us drive fast.
Well, if it hadn't been for you, we wouldn't have to.
Oh, I know. I was a dope. Gosh, when I stepped over into that room, I thought it would be just an attic. I never thought there'd be anybody in it. And then all of a sudden...
Driver! Faster! Go on, Bob. All of a sudden, Roxor showed up.
You bet. With a couple of big Algerians. They shoved me into a kind of a closet and locked the door and... Hey, did you know that was Roxor's house?
Yes. Oh, what's the matter with this driver? Well, then what? How did you get out of there?
Oh... Well, Roxor yelled that you'd come and get me and he'd have us both, and then he went away. And in a minute, the girl came and let me out and showed me a little stairway,
so I... What girl? Oh, never mind. Driver, stop the car. I'll drive myself.
No, Effendi. It is my brother's automobile, and he...
Stop the car, I tell you.
It is not for the Effendi to drive.
Stop. Now, move over.
No, my brother will not...
I'll put you out and leave you here in the road.
No, not in this place of demons, Effendi.
Ah, I thought so. This is the place. You were going to drive me right past it.
Kubrel Rumia is filled with devils.
Is that where Dad is, Uncle Frank? The big round building right up there?
Yes. Come on.
Do not go there, Effendi. Great stones will fall down.
You stay here.
You will be crushed to dust under the stones of Kubrel Rumia.
This can't be the place, Uncle Frank. It's practically on the road.
That was just the idea.
Huh?
The worst road in the country. But a road. So Roxor could come and go. The Algerian scared off by stories of demons. Well, maybe he did stage some accidents.
But it'll sure be tough to find the way in. Those big rocks look like they've been knocked around by bulldozers.
Wait a minute.
Creepy darn thing. I'll give Roxor that.
Well, the moon will be up over the hill in a second. Now, there's the entrance.
Where?
Between the two white stones at the corner. It must be.
Well, this is a heck of a secret hiding place.
And don't forget the demons and the accidents that keep people away. Stop here.
Well, there aren't even any guards.
Oh, not out here. Nobody'd see them. All right, Bob, I'll go in first. Don't turn on your flashlight until I tell you.
Okay.
Turn it on now. Keep it pointed down.
I don't hear anybody talking or anything.
Go down the steps. Look out. In bad shape.
If this was some old king's tomb, he did all right for himself.
Still no guards. Oh, there's a room over there. We'll try that first.
Hey, it's got a wooden door.
With a modern lock. That's it.
Uncle Frank, let me tell Dad who I am, will you? Oh, gosh, I bet he'll...
Listen.
What was it?
Maybe nothing. Well, here we go.
You're just going to crash in? Oh, maybe the guards sleep in there, too.
Stay away from the door, Bob. Oh, never mind. It's not locked. We're too late.
Roxor got here first.
That's it. This is the very room where your father's been all these years. Bed, table, a chair. Alone here, except for those guards. For 9 years. Look here. Papers. His own handwriting. And a diary. And look.
Oh, it's a picture of Mom.
Yes. If we needed any more proof, here it is. I have one just like it. She sent it to me before I went to India. Well, I'll take all these things along.
Maybe it's only been half an hour since Dad was right here in this room.
Can't be much more. And if we didn't meet a car on the road...
Well, the worst of it all is... We have to go back and tell Mom. And it's all my fault we got here too late.
No, Bob.
Well, you know it is. But what am I going to do?
I'll tell her if you can't.
Oh, it's up to me to tell her. She'll hate the sight of me. I don't blame her.
Now, before we say goodnight for Chandu the magician, may we take just a moment for another word about White King granulated soap. Perhaps you have recently had the pleasure of installing a brand new washing machine in your home. If you have, be sure to take good care of it. And remember that no washing machine can work any better than the soap you use. We hope that your soap is White King, the first soap ever invented for washing machine use. Always a good soap. Today, White King is better than ever. That's why we say there is no better soap for any washer, new or old. Today, White King's creamy suds wash your clothes cleaner than ever, faster than ever. Wash off surface dirt and wash out hidden dirt. So, no matter what type or brand of a washing machine you choose, may we remind you that nothing washes like soap, and there is no soap quite like White King. That's why we know you will love White King. Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw and is written by Vera Oldham. Bob Regent is played by Lee Millar. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu, the magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.